clinically not reliable. PET CT scanning is not that bad, but it's expensive. But if it lights up in the PET CT, you can be sure it's positive and you can treat accordingly. And particularly in more advanced cancers, our experience with PET CT in those cases is very helpful. And you have also information of, on other node sites of the internal memory chain or whatever. So I'm not telling you that you should PET CT in every patient with early breast cancer, but in advanced breast cancers, I think it's a very helpful tool. And cost benefit in the end of the show. Don't do bone scans anymore. Don't do chest X-ray. Don't do liver ultrasounds. You don't need it anymore. Ultrasound of the, we discussed just ultrasound of the axilla. Do it good, please. Do it reliably. And in the end, if you do it good, you will identify 1 in 3 of the positive nodes on beforehand and not 1 in 10. I think that could be improved in the future. So the standard node procedure is standard of care.